Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Sick. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of SR3 by KO. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is
SR3 Skanda Republic 3 by KO was released September 16, 2022 under Sony Music Entertainment Africa. It has 14 songs, 47 minutes 49 seconds of runtime, 9 collabos and multiple producer placements that actually include KO himself and the usual suspects such as Lunatic and Surprise and Demanded. KO is great at grabbing your attention. He does this on Empire, the intro to SR3, and he does his storytelling thing exceptionally well. He opens up to many things in those 4 minutes 13 seconds, and you'd have to listen twice or thrice, maybe 4 times, to get most of it. The beat switch up around 2 minutes 10 seconds was real nice as well. This is how he set the tone for the listener. There will be surprises on SR3 that you won't quite expect throughout the project. Some of those surprises include the features. Peep this. KO has a song called Fezega featuring Zuma, Sakuri, and Papi Koopa on one record. The log drum will be familiar on here, but you won't be ready for the overall put together, I guarantee you. This one could go far. And obviously on SR3, there's also Sjava, Vuyina, Msaki, Ruga, you know, yeah. KO taps into that Skanda rap sound on songs such as Moshito to feed his day ones with that flavor they've wanted from him. It's an extension of the madness he started on Karakara many years ago, and it's great to know that the sound has evolved and is still going. The overall soundscapes on SR3 cover a lot of ground. Take the psychedelic feel on The Calling. It's actually pretty masterful and different while allowing you to take in what KO is saying. There are some familiar formulas here. Take Owami with the silky talents of Msaki. It reminded me of the song KO did with Nandima Dida, Skanda Love. What a hit, by the way. This is where SR3 makes the most sense as an extension of the Skanda Republic series. There's plenty of familiarity with the occasional experimentation. Not too much. Check KO's delivery on the song Piano and tell me what you think. I'm conflicted about where it lands right now, but there are parts I like about it and parts I don't quite like about it. At the same time of reviewing this project, the song Demon with Ruga was actually grayed out and is inaccessible on all DSPs, which means it was taken down likely. Not sure what the story is there, but I hope it gets fixed ASAP. I do have small reservations about the flow of the track list as we get to the latter stages of SR3, but it didn't stop me from completing an otherwise good listen. Overall, SR3 is a good album, and KO finds his element and elevates the vibes at opportune times. It's hard to look past the success of Sete with Young Stunner and Blackie as the unexpected pinnacle of SR3. Especially considering that it's only the second single off the album and really the main one, if we're being honest, since the first was a freestyle. So I wouldn't consider that a main single at all. SR3 comes recommended and won't disappoint. The highs are very high and bodes well for KO's efforts. I rate SR3 a solid 7.5 out of 10.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.